It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Happy Monday to you. Thanks for joining me here. If you would like to weigh in on the show, of course, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Lots to go over today on a Monday. Getting started here first with the Queen. Her Majesty has been laid to rest in a private burial at Windsor Castle. Members of the royal family attended this service, and the nation paid their final farewells to the Queen as they moved her casket to Windsor Castle early this morning. The streets were lined up with mourners as they were headed to Windsor Castle. Now she's been buried in this private ceremony. In other news, Kyiv. It says that Russia is targeting yet another nuclear plant. In fact, they've alleged now, because, you know, Kyiv has been saying for a while that basically the Russians have committed a lot of war crimes pertaining to targeting civilians. Well, now, as it pertains to this nuclear power plant, they're alleging terrorism after a rocket hit near a second power plant. So they called it nuclear terrorism is what they were trying to call it. So, then let's see here. Then the other top stories here. Politicians continue to debate over the migrant transport issue. In fact, I've got a story pertaining to that. President Biden, a little bit later, him kind of weighing in on this issue. Basically, the White House stating when it comes to moving, because remember, we're talking on Friday and on Thursday, the hypocrisy of it, that the Biden administration would move migrants from the border to other states, yet those states can't move the migrants from their state to a different state. And we're talking about the hypocrisy of it. Basically, the Biden administration saying it's not hypocritical at all. The federal government is responsible for immigration and therefore immigration policies. And therefore, if they want to move migrants around, it is their purview and right to do so. It is not the state's right to do so. And so they're basically saying these governors, Governor DeSantis, Governor Abbott, who are transporting migrants, are infringing on federal law as because it pertains to immigration. But there's a bit of a history behind states not following federal law or interjecting themselves into federal law. You ever heard of medical marijuana? There's literally more states now where it's completely legal recreationally than states where it's completely illegal in every form. So, yeah, it's been going on for a while. But I guess that's okay. That's okay. They can turn a blind eye to that one and not make a big hubbub or hullabaloo about that. But the migration thing, they're going to make a big hullabaloo over. Okie dokie. Other top stories. Actually, let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf. Then I'll come back with some of the other top stories in the news going on today.
Well, our roads are looking pretty good right now. We do have some slowdowns on Pine Forest south of the interstate. This is due to a disabled vehicle that we had off of Wild Lake Boulevard. So seeing some slow traffic in the northbound direction. This is right before the exit to get onto the interstate near the Ruby Tuesday. So keep that in mind. So we are seeing some slight slowdowns there. Other than that, we are looking good on I-10, I-110. No major slowdowns. Our slowdowns on Scenic have cleared up, so nothing to slow you down on Scenic. And we do have some slight slowdowns on North W Street. This is going to be in the northbound direction right near Airport Boulevard. So keep that in mind. Other than that, we are looking good. You see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. And I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
There is roughly around 1 million people in Puerto Rico right now without power due to Hurricane Fiona making landfall over there. It's expected to be upgraded to a major hurricane over the next couple of days and head towards Bermuda as a major hurricane. Oh, boy, that's not good. Then a major earthquake has hit Mexico on the anniversary of two previous earthquakes. This is a 7.6 magnitude, 7.6. So far, one has been confirmed dead, and this is the third time since 1985 that an earthquake has occurred in Mexico on September 19th. There's also a tsunami warning following that quake. Then there was a one of these, what do you call them, murder mystery podcasts. It's called Serial. And this Serial podcast chronicled a 2000 murder by Adnan Syed. And apparently, because of information in this podcast, a judge has overturned the conviction of Adnan Syed. He's been in prison for 23 years now. So a judge has overturned his murder conviction, released him from prison. That's pretty bizarre story right there. And then when it comes to the the economy, the markets, Bitcoin briefly drops to its lowest level in 3 months. Bitcoin does. Boy, Bitcoin is just, it is the definition of volatile. Just such massive swings up and down going through there. It's pretty crazy. All righty. It is Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We got a doubleheader of Monday Night Football tonight, so our sports hit's going to be pretty loaded up. But coming up next, we've got Top Trending News with David Wayne in the newsroom, so stick around for that.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week it's Stormfolk, an alternative folk band with siblings Mick and Kalen. The band combines a singer-songwriter feel with folk, bluegrass, rock, and pop, crafting a unique sound. Stormfolk has been playing breweries, restaurants, festivals, and now Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Join our listener advisory board and have a chance to win a dinner for two at Jackson's Steakhouse. Go to newsradio923.com and click on the listener advisory board tile.
I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver,
it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Tomorrow is Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. And so with that, you've got Stormfolk, who's going to be in attendance there, who's going to be taking the stage. And while you're out there, swing by our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. They've got a tent set up. You can spin the prize wheel and sample something delicious from Pepsi. Check out the whole lineup of Bands on the Beach on newsradio923.com. If you'd like to weigh in, by the way, text, once again, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, Queen Elizabeth at her final resting place, buried in Windsor after more than a week of mourning across the United Kingdom. She's now at rest by the side of her longtime husband, Prince Philip. The Senate Majority Leader today urging his colleagues to pass the Kigali Amendment. It's in addition to the Montreal Protocol from the 1980s. They say it's aimed to reduce the use of industrial chemicals that are harmful to the ozone layer.
The Kigali Amendment is a golden opportunity to strengthen U.S. businesses and secure an edge against China in the emerging industry of next-generation refrigerants.
Of course, that's Chuck Schumer there. He says the amendment would phase out dangerous chemicals used in household appliances. He also says businesses that specialize in new technologies would have new markets, and it could create thousands of new jobs. Well, President Biden once again said that the U.S. would send troops to defend Taiwan in the event of a Chinese invasion, but the White House had to walk back those comments. Biden told 60 Minutes on Sunday that troops would be deployed. After the interview, the White House told producers that for now, the U.S. would only pledge military equipment. It's the fourth time, though, that the White House has had to clarify the president's comments about Taiwan in the last year. Bobby, I think I've found something that would look great on your wall.
Okay, what's this?
All right, how about this? Ticket stubs from Michael Jordan's NBA debut. Wouldn't those look good?
Yeah, I like it, yeah.
And I think you can afford. I think you can afford it too.
Oh boy,
they're only expected to go for up to $300,000.
Oh geez, Louise.
Yeah. I mean, not bad, right?
Ticket stubs from his. Oh boy.
Yep. No. The tickets are from October 1984. It was Michael Jordan's first game, and apparently the auction is set to wrap up September 29th. So if you need to put the money together before you put the bid in, you know, you got a few days.
I do have a question about this. What kind of hoarder do you got to be in order to keep ticket stubs going to a game way back from 1984?
Right?
Like, I'm serious. Like, even, like, I know people who are big into sports memorabilia and stuff, and but, like, you're keeping your ticket. Because you didn't know Michael Jordan was going to become Michael Jordan in his first game. You know what I mean? You didn't. You might know he was a good player, but you didn't know he's going to become Michael Jordan, MJ, you know? So, if you still have your ticket stubs from when you went to see his first game, then you're a hoarder. That's what it comes down to.
I can't disagree there, yeah. I don't think I've ever kept a ticket stub from anything.
Yeah. No, I don't think so either. I've got a few. I'm trying to think if I had like somebody sign a ticket stub or something. Nope, I don't have anything like that. So yeah, I don't have to take a stuff for anything. So that's the thing is like, who was it that was like, you know what? I think I might've been at that game. I probably have those ticket stubs somewhere around here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's under those 187,000 pizza boxes in the back corner.
Exactly. Something's going on there. Something's going on. That just doesn't make any sense. It's just like, oh, okay. There's that's a lot of, I don't know. It's either hoarding or it is somebody just knew. They just had a feeling. I better keep these ticket stubs.
They just saw him play and said, "This guy's the future. I can't get rid of these."
That maybe that's what it was, or maybe it was from a different player that he saw. Oh, it's that player I'm keeping, which of course, like, none of those players were around after like 2 years on the team, except for Jordan. He was the only one left. So Gracie, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I would hope that he like proposed to his wife, or it was a first date or something else. There has to be another reason, I would think. But you don't know.
It was the guy's debut on the Kiss cam. He couldn't toss the stubs out. Yeah.
Maybe it just happened to be the only NBA game he's ever been to. in his life. And is like, I'm going to remember this because I don't think I'll ever go again. And was like, I'm keeping these things. The only, because actually now I think about it, I think the first NFL game I went to, I kept those ticket stubs for a while because I was like, what if I never go again? And but then like, since I went to another NBA game, NFL game, I was like, these are gone. It's like trashed. So there might be that. Yeah, there might be something like that. Like you went to the only NBA game we've ever gone to, and I think I'm going to keep these forever to remember the one time I went to an NBA game. And then years later, he's like, huh, that happened to be Jordan's first game. Awesome. I'm keeping these things.
And then I bet they'd go for a bunch of money. I'm selling these things.
Yeah. And then later, it's like, you know what? I will remember it better if I have $300,000 in my pocket. All right, let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, we do have slowdowns still on Scenic Highway. This is due to an overturned tractor on Highway 90, Scenic Highway westbound, just beyond I-10. All lanes are blocked off, so keep that in mind. It is going to be a little while before that gets opened back up. Other than that, we are looking good on I-10 and I-110 and checking in clear on the 3-mile bridge. You'll see your everyday afternoon slowdowns on 98. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, expect those slowdowns in front of the Nature Preserve. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, with this whole migrants on buses debate and on airplanes debate, there's a new transportation method, possibly, that could be coming up. This one kind of made me laugh. Got this from the New York Post. I'll share it with you coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, here's a little bit of information from you. AOC, haven't talked about her for a while, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has weighed in on the migrant bus situation. She says that Republican governors who are sending migrant buses to liberal cities are committing crimes against humanity. Like the game? They're committing crimes against humanity. But wouldn't it be more humane if you think that your liberal city is a bastion of humanity? It is this beacon on a hill shining for the world. Wouldn't that be more humane to send them to your place instead of the oppressive, conservative-leaning place? You wouldn't want those migrants to have to be oppressed by conservatism? All right. Well, New York City mayor is like, you know what? These migrants who are coming to our city, we have a solution for them. Apparently, they're looking at putting them on cruise ships. Yeah. They're going to start housing them on cruise ships. Yeah. Housing them. I put that in air quotes. As the cruise ship slowly makes its way to South America. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So coming up here in about 10 minutes, do you still use cash? Are you still somebody who uses cash? And if so, what do you use it for? And because there's a recent poll pertaining to that about the things that we still use cash for. And look, I'm one of those. I've said it before. I've been cashless for a very long time. It's one of my frustrations when I go to New York City to visit my brother. Like, everybody still uses cash up there, and I'm like, why? It's because they're trying to avoid the service charge, the credit card charge, the fee. But I'm just, I got to go to where's an ATM? Like, it's just so weird. I was trying to sell something on Facebook Marketplace recently, buy something. And they were, and I was like, hey, how can I pay you? What's your Venmo? No, you don't have that? Okay. Can I Cash App you? Oh, you don't have that? Okay. Can I just send you the money straight through Facebook? Oh, you don't have that set up either. How about Apple Pay? Can I Apple Pay you? Oh, you don't have that set up either. Okay, how can I pay you? And they're like, cash. I'm like, what? Like, where am I going to get the cash from? It's like, it doesn't compute to me anymore. They're like, just cash, please. I'm like, where do I get cash from anyway? Like an ATM. I'm like, that has like a fee to go get cash out of an ATM. Okay. So what do you buy cash? What do you use cash for still? I'd love to hear what you use cash for. For me, apparently it's buying stuff on Facebook Marketplace. 850-437-1620. We'll talk about that in about 10 minutes. Top three stories here for you. The Queen has been laid to rest. Russia is threatening yet another nuclear plant as a rocket landed near a second nuclear plant. And in fact, Ukrainians are accusing them of nuclear terrorism. Never heard of that before, anything like that before, but there you go. And finally, more than 1 million individuals are in the dark in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Fiona made landfall at one point and knocked all of the power out. I think they're slowly starting to get it back up, and Hurricane Fiona is going to be ramping up into to become a major hurricane over the next couple of days, and it's headed towards Bermuda, unfortunately. Oh, boy. And then there's also two other systems developing. Another one is headed towards Puerto Rico. Has about a 20% chance of formation over the next 5 days. The other one is way out there in the middle of nowhere in the Atlantic. It has about 30% chance of formation over the next 48 hours. And it's looking to head north, so it won't really hit any lands or make landfall to any lands. Just give you a heads up with that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That's your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, Pensacola Blue Wahoos ended up losing five out of the six games last week against the Biloxi Shuckers. But once again, they were playing backups and everything. It wasn't a series that really mattered as much because they're off today. Beginning tomorrow, they will have the best of three game series for the division against Montgomery Biscuits. So they'll be playing Montgomery Biscuits beginning tomorrow. Best of three, they play tomorrow, then they're off Wednesday, then they play Thursday, and if there's needed to be a third game, it will be on Friday. Then, of course, tonight, a doubleheader from Monday Night Football. You get my Tennessee Titans playing the Buffalo Bills on ESPN and ESPN2 at 6:15. And then a little bit earlier than that, it's not going to wait for the game to end. So it'll be on simultaneously. So one game starts at 6:15, Tennessee Titans against the Buffalo Bills. Then at 7:30 on ABC will be the Vikings against the Philadelphia Eagles. So that's what's going down tonight. Major League Baseball, earlier today, the Cleveland Guardians beat the Twins. Right now, the Mariners are beating the Angels 5-0. Coming up on ESPN Plus will be the Tampa Bay Rays against the Houston Astros. Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Washington Nationals tonight as well. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, we have two slowdowns in our area, and they're both involving 18-wheelers. So first off, we're still seeing some slowdowns on Scenic Highway. This is due to an overturned tractor trailer right near I-10. This is going to be in the westbound direction, and it has closed both lanes off. So keep that in mind. Still seeing some slight slowdowns because of it. And then on Pine Forest, as you are getting onto I-10 eastbound, this is going to be at Wild Lake Boulevard. Also 18-wheeler, not overturned, but disabled at the moment, causing slowdowns and one lane blocked off where you would go turn to get onto I-10 near the Ruby Tuesdays. It's blocked off to one lane there. So keep that in mind. We are seeing some slowdowns starting to really form on Pine Forest because of it. See something else on the roads or have details? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. In sports news, A video shows a fan smacking Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray in the face. A fan at the end of the game. Now, that was a wild game. I watched that one as Kyler Murray. At one point, for the two-point conversion, I don't know if you saw this video where he's scrambling all around, just running, and finally ends up running and scoring the two-point conversion. Somebody figured it out. He ran a total of 85 yards to score on a three-yard play. Two-yard play. So it's 2 yards to the end zone, but he ran 85 yards around the field and finally ran in for the touch for the two-point conversion. Crazy. Anyway, a video shows a fan smacking him in the face. Las Vegas cops are now involved. Bucks wide receiver, speaking of fights and being smacked, Bucks wide receiver Evans has been suspended for one game for his role in that massive brawl with the Saints. DirecTV plans to refund customers for Sunday's NFL Sunday ticket outage. That's right. Apparently, they had a big outage for NFL Sunday. That's rough, man. That's a whole reason why you pay all that money, and it's expensive. The whole reason why you pay all that money for NFL Sunday tickets, so you can get any team and every team anytime. Tennessee Titans have elevated their wide receiver Gordon from the practice squad to the game day roster. Chiefs starting linebacker Gay has been suspended for 4 games. Now, this pertains to an off-season criminal misdemeanor that he pled guilty to. So they're suspending him 4 games. Trey Lance, who's out for the season with a injured ankle, apparently he avoided a compound fracture, but does have a fractured ankle. And then he's the starting quarterback for the 49ers, of course. Mike Tomlin, head coach for the Steelers, says he's going to exercise patience with the offense and Mitch Trubisky. And finally, Bates, the former number one basketball recruit, who was busted in Michigan on a gun charge. Oh, boy. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So, once again, text in. What are some things that you still pay cash for? I'd like to get your thoughts on that. We'll cover that in about 10 minutes. Just text it in. 850-437-1620. What are some things that you pay cash for still, that you still use for cash? In the meantime, before we get to that, I got to cover this. President Biden had an interview yesterday. And a televised interview that I actually saw one thing. It was on 60 Minutes, and I saw one way it was described was Biden got massacred by himself. Like, he destroyed himself in his own interview. So he was on 60 Minutes, and well, let's just hear part of this clip of 60 Minutes with President Joe Biden.
Mr. President, you are the oldest president ever.
Pretty good shape, huh?
Which leads to my next question. You are more aware of this than anyone. Some people ask whether you are fit for the job. And when you hear that, I wonder what you think.
Watch me.
What?
I mean, honest to God, that's all I think. Watch me. If you think I don't have the energy level or the mental acuity, then, you know, that's one thing. That's another thing of just watching and, you know, keep my schedule, do what I'm doing. I think that, I don't, when I sit down with our NATO allies and keep them together, I don't have them saying, wait a minute, how old are you? What did they say? You know, I mean, it's a matter of, you know, that old expression, the proof of the pudding's in the eating. I mean, I respect the fact that people would say, you know, you're old. And, but I think it relates to how much energy you have and whether or not the job you're doing is one consistent with what any person of any age would be able to do.
How would you say your mental focus is?
Oh, it's focused.
Is he still talking?
I think it's.
Wow. That was not good. That was not good. Oh, that was not good. What do you think people who say you're unfit for the job of president? Well, hold on. Let me ramble for 3 minutes. And be incoherent and stumble through my words and jump back and forth between different topics and thoughts. And then I'll lean in and I'll whisper to you just a little bit as well, just to throw a little bit of extra sugar in there. Like, what? They should not have allowed him to do this interview. That's not good. That was not. And it didn't even make any sense. What do you think about people who think you're unfit for the job? Watch me. Watch you. What does that mean? We are watching you. That's why we're saying you're unfit. That's You need to watch your own self. Look in the mirror. Like, what in the what? The proof is in the pudding, isn't it eating? Is in the eating, in the pudding, is the eating? The proof is in the pudding, in the eating, in the pudding, in the eating, in the pudding, in the eating, in the what? Oh, I don't know. Wow, that was not good for the president. Stick to the teleprompter. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. What do you still spend cash on? Text 850-437-1620.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works.
Hey, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, NASA's preparing for some important tests this week for their Artemis 1 mission. Engineers planning to conduct a check Wednesday morning. They want to double check that they fixed that fuel leak issue that scrubbed their first couple of launch attempts. The next launch scheduled September 27th.
All right. Yeah. It's just been a little bit of a strain for them to try to get that thing going. But, of course, you know, safety first when it comes to that kind of stuff. So let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have slowdowns on Scenic Highway. This is due to an overturned 18-wheeler. It's right near the bridge, so right near that Dairy Queen. Both lanes are blocked off on Scenic, so keep that in mind. If you're heading towards that area, you're going to have to take an alternative route. There's not a lot of slowdowns because they are redirecting traffic nicely. It happened a little while ago, but keep that in mind if that's your typical way home. Also, we still have slowdowns on Pine Forest. This is also due to an 18-wheeler, not overturned, but it is causing delays. It's over to the side, and it's caused the northbound lane to have only one lane open just south of the interstate. So, again, that's Pine Forest northbound at I-110 with a lane closed. So keep that in mind, and we're seeing some major slowdowns starting to back up on Pine Forest. If you see something else on the roads or have any details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Visit agent Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. What do you spend cash on? Do you still spend cash on anything? I got quite a few text responses here because I was saying I don't. I have not carried cash. I mean, we're talking like 15, 20 years. Like if I have to carry cash, it's usually like it'll be in my wallet and it'll be there forever. And like one of my kids would be like, Dad, can I have a dollar? I'm like, I don't have a dollar. What are you talking? I don't have cash. And then they'll like, we'll check my wallet anyway. You got 20 bucks in here, Dad. I'm like, I do? How did that get there? Like I just... So even when I do have cash, I never pay attention to it. And then I was just saying I was buying something on Facebook Marketplace just recently, and the person I was buying it from didn't have Cash App, didn't have Venmo access, they didn't have Apple Pay, they didn't have anything. I was like, how do I get you paid for this then? And they're like, just cash. And I was like, oh, like it just like sent me back. Like, I guess I could go get cash. Okay. That's weird. And I just hand you the dollars? Is this how it works? Like, it's very, I'm so out of the habit. So I was asking, what do you spend cash on? A new poll found that 45% of us still used cash in the past week. Not quite half, but pretty close. The average person carries around $70 in their wallet right now. Top things we use it for? Groceries, public transportation like buses and train fare, minor emergencies, just keeping cash around, just cover, you know, last minute things. Personal grooming appointments like haircuts came in number two. And number one, just small purchases, things like gum and candy. Uh-huh. So what were some of the answers that came rolling in here? Locally, mostly restaurants, most restaurants offer 3.75% discount if you use cash. I've actually seen that with gas too. A lot of gas stations, they'll give you a discount if you do cash. My weed man only accepts cash. Okay. gas stations. Yeah, here's another gas station. then we tip in cash. I don't tip in cash anymore, but I do prefer to tip in cash. Whenever I do have cash, that's what I prefer to do. I do have to say that. Here's one that says, I use cash for everything I can. Cash for haircuts. Another one for weed. You guys are killing me. I do not carry cash. It's a debit card all the way unless I know that they charge a service fee. Then I'll pull the cash out of the tire store, repair store, where your cars are worked on. That's an interesting one, too. I use cash at restaurants. They charge a surcharge for using non-cash payment. That's another one I've heard. Strippers. Haven't found a stripper yet that will take a credit card. Okay, there we go. I knew we were going to get some of those answers. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Oh, today's sign of the apocalypse. Shoot, I ran out of time. I'll cover it in the 6 o'clock hour. But basically, it's a new device that looks like VR headset, but it covers your mouth in order to mute your speech. It's very weird. Barbershops. I'm getting a lot of barbershop ones and haircutting places. Oh, and Girl Scout cookies. No, that's a good one. On the fire.